Give the Lord a praise. Help me welcome someone to the month of February. You're welcome, you're welcome. Lord, a big clap of hands, people. We'll receive what is ours from his hands today in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Welcome you to the Blessing Sunday service in our month of Vision for Dominion. And very, very quickly, it was a very explosive time at the nation's worship. And we appreciate God for all the things. Somebody already raised the dead by the blank check on Friday morning. After he left the vigil, the neighbor's wife was sick. They lifted her into the vehicle. She was heavy. I think they said the husband said they should take her to the teaching hospital. National Hospital. But I think he suggested that they should branch a nearby clinic first because of the urgency. And in the course of going there, the woman died. And the husband said, if we had gone to the National Hospital, maybe she wouldn't have died. And then he began to feel very bad, like he was responsible. And he said, Lord, I can't be responsible for somebody's death. And I can't carry a dead body. And the vigil you told us to present a blank, the pastor said we should present a blank sheet of paper before God because we offer the sacrifice of praise from night till morning. And the kind of blank sheet God gave to Solomon and said, whatever you want. And I said, go ahead and write anything you want on it. After I present, I said, Lord, this is my blank check. This blank check is let this woman come back to life. I don't want this testimony that I contributed to her loss and I'm carrying a dead body. He prayed that prayer in less than 5 minutes. Husband said, thank God she's back. That is God, my own blank check. I'm not looking for money right now. I'm not looking for a job. The only thing I want you to do for me now is let this woman come back to life. And the woman came back to life. If God can raise the dead, he can heal the living. If God can raise the dead, he can open a barren womb. If God can raise the dead, he can open a closed door. If God can raise the dead, he can deliver you from witchcraft attack. If God can raise the dead, he can give you a turnaround of captivity. For when the Lord turn again, the captivity of Zion, we are like them that dream. I declare today, your blank check will work. In Jesus' name, give the Lord the praise. And I felt that you need to know that because that was the first service testimony. Going quickly to the way of the blessing, part two. It was the most impactful teaching we had in the morning. The way of the blessing, part two. Genesis chapter 9, verse 1 to verse 3. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon the fishes, upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given unto you. And God blessed Noah. I said in the first service that God is the God of the blessing. He's a God. He's a blessed God. He's a custodian of blessing.
Ephesians chapter 5, chapter 1, verse 3. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus. So he is a blessed God who has blessed us. A person can give what they have. God does not lack the blessing. He has it, he gives it. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We serve the God of the blessing. In Genesis chapter 26, verse 12 to verse 14, the same God blessed Isaac, sold in that land, and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. God does not lack the blessing. And we said also in the first service that the ultimate of the blessing is dominion. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. So we said that if you start with the blessing, you end with the dominion. It's our year of dominion 2025. So the blessing has a hand in taking us onto dominion. If you are blessed and sufficiently blessed, you dominate your world. The question is, how do we act? What is the way to the blessing? How do we bring the blessing that is spiritual into the physical? He said he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, but we need the blessing in earthly places. Am I communicating? He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. The money in the bank is not useful until it is in your hands. The blessing that is up there, I need it on earth here. I need a reflection of that blessing on the earth here. What is the way? What is the way? What do I do to arrive at the blessing? What is my way to the blessing? We identify 8 ways. We are going to go through all of them, except that we are going to see the other side of each of those points. Number one is the way of fruitfulness. God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful. To be blessed is to be fruitful. And to be fruitful is to be blessed. Listen to this. Receiving without releasing fruit is a curse. You heard very right. Receiving without releasing fruit is not a blessing. Paul the Apostle said, in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7 to verse 8. Very, very serious scripture. He said, for the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh often upon it. The child of God that received the rain of the word, that receives the rain of prophetic declarations, that receives the rain of his presence, and bringeth forth herbs, meat for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. Let's remain there in that 7. If you bring forth output commensurate to the impute you receive, you are confirmed blessed. If the teaching is causing you to do the touching of your generation, you are confirmed blessed.
If you are assisted and you are assisting, you are blessed. If you are relieved and you are relieving others, you are blessed. But look at the other side. It says, receive a blessing from God.
But verse 8, but that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, is near unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion.
Every time you receive impartation, every time you receive instruction, every time
you receive the deposition of help and grace, is for the duplication of the same. That is what attracts the blessing. Sitting in church and enjoying fellowship does not guarantee the blessing. Enjoying praise, worship, and enjoying ambience and atmosphere, it doesn't guarantee the blessing.
It is what you do with what has been impacted on you that determines the blessing.
Am I communicating? In the book of Psalm 92 and in verse 13, and in verse 14, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Of our God. Why? Because they shall still bring forth fruit in old age.
They are not too old to bear fruit. They are not too old to evangelize. They shall be fat
and flourishing. Beloved, the way number one is the way of bearing fruit. What is fruit bearing all about? I am the vine. You are the branches. John chapter 15 verse 1 and verse 2. I'm the true vine and my father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit will remain. That whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Am I communicating at all? Go ahead and try God with fruit bearing. This week we'll be either in Kogi State, bearing fruit. Yesterday, on the street inside the Lungus of Airport Road here, bearing fruit. And many people will look and say, oh, that person is lucky. No, sir. We are very restless bearing fruit. I know of billionaires who have evangelism shared weekly. That is billionaires. Some of them have approximated literally to dollar billionaires. Bear fruit. The way of fruitfulness. Number two is the way of obedience. In Genesis chapter 26 verse 1 all the way to verse 4.
And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine. That was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down to Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell you of. Remain in this land, and I will be with you and bless you.
And Isaac agreed. And he remained in the land. We read the balance just now. Verse 12. So verse 14, he sowed in that land and the Lord blessed him and he increased.
Job chapter 36 and in verse 11, if they obey and they serve him,
they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. If they obey and they serve him, if you will obey and you will serve him, you will spend your days in prosperity and years in pleasure. The opposite is true. If they disobey and refuse to serve him. No. I'm still in verse 11. They can spend their days in adversity and their years under pressure. And it is scriptural. He said, God setteth the solitary in families, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Obedience. What obedience are we dealing with here? It is the determination to hear what God is saying. I'd like you to listen to this. To hear what God is saying per time and the refusal to delay or negotiate the instruction. The determination to hear what God is saying to you per time and the refusal to delay or negotiate the instruction. This is key to the blessing. The determination. What are you saying to me this year? What is 2025 for me, Lord? You are determined to hear what God is saying. Psalm 85 and in verse 8 said, I will hear what the Lord is. I will hear. That was God set the solitary in families. Psalm 68 verse 6. And then Psalm 85 and in verse 8. I will hear what the Lord, what God the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace to his people. Psalm 23 verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Why? He maketh me to lie down. He's guiding me. He leadeth me beside the still waters. If he is leading you and you are following him, your waters cannot be troubled waters. It must be still waters. Your pasture cannot be dry pasture. It must be green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. If it is God that is leading you, your pasture cannot be dry. If it is God that is leading you, your fountain cannot dry. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder believer, say amen. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I subscribe to your leading in the name of Jesus. I subscribe to your leading. Open my ears. Please don't do things because people are doing it. The blessing is not there. Go not down to Egypt, which means it was popular to go to Egypt. It was popular. After the nations worship, a man told me a story. He said, suddenly somebody called him and said, you can get Canadian citizenship through a certain route. Not illegal, legal. From a country or something. And he agreed. Oh, really, Canadian citizenship. And he went. And they said, okay, so you need to come for the citizenship. But there are requirements, which are standard requirements. You travel to the country. You have to stay for a number of months or so, so that they can register you present in the country. Those kind of conditions. And he did that and shuttled between there and here and there and here for about 4 years. 4 to 5 years. But he stayed there majorly. By the end of the 4 to 5 years, he had the citizenship. His wife had the citizenship. Children has citizenship. But he had lost more than 50% of everything he labored for within those years. He lost. He had stakes here in Port Harcourt, all gone. He had in Lagos. He had everything. Just lost. He said, well, I thank the Lord that there is still life. He said, but if anyone asks me, I might not advise them on such a route. The only way to go on such a route is when God has told you your assignment is there. Am I communicating? Because it is possible for God to show you or you see, what does it profit to gain what appears fashionable and your life and destiny is no longer functional? Go not down to Egypt. It appeared like everybody was going to Egypt then. What is popular may not be proper. What appears colorful may not be wonderful. We don't do it because people do it. We do it because God asked us to do it. There are people in the country I'm talking about now who God sent to be there, who are just breaking out on every side. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say the Lord, most believers, amen. It is the way of obedience. Just determined to hear what God is saying. And don't do things because people are doing it. Because that is not the blessing. And when God said, like Abraham departed on the spot. And that was the key. Number three. Is the way of service. The way of service. We just read now Job 36 and in verse 11. If they obey, then they serve. They shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Verse 12 now. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword. That shall not be your portion. If they obey and they serve, there is a blessing in serving. In Exodus 23:25, he said, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless. There is a blessing in serving. And Psalm 35, verse 27, he said, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, in the blessing of his servant. There is blessing in serving. Malachi chapter 3 verse 17. He said, then you will return and discern, and they shall all be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day, when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them. I will distinguish them. As a man spareth his own son that serveth him. When others are passing through other things, they will know it. Now verse 18. Then shall you return and distinguish between the righteous and the wicked. Between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Not everybody sitting in church is serving God. Not everybody even calling themselves church workers are serving God. You will differentiate. And that time has already come. People who are serving with their time, with their energy, with their resources. Differentiate between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. It's a young man serving God in this church. Very, very faithful and dutiful. On assignment for God. But conditions were not good. Finances were dry. things were tied. So what will I do? I said, keep on serving God. Just keep on. And then God visited him in the course of service. And he has not recovered from that visitation. Within 1 week, he's inspecting projects in 4 or 5 different states of the country. From looking for money, from having to transport to church at times, to having millions, he said, about 5 or 6, 4 or 5 months ago, he sent me a text message. He said they just paid him a particular sum of money for a particular project he's going. It hit his account in about 8 figures. He said that is the first time such an amount is arriving and vibrating in his account in his life. And it has not dropped on the increase. The blessing is at the point of somebody traveled with us to one of the crusades. While he was on the crusade ground, they were calling him. Project work in foreign currency earnings. 60 foreign currency earnings. I define service in the first first service, and maybe you can give us a brief look at that definition, and then that service is making a difference in the kingdom. You are not just there looking, but making a difference in the kingdom. I also mentioned that service is to be on a permanent standby for kingdom assignment. Standby for kingdom assignment. Being on your duty post for God. But I'm going to add two. And that is, service is making your input in kingdom advancement. You make your input in kingdom advancement. Church is growing. You are a part of the happening of it. The kingdom is breaking forth on every side. You are a part of the happening of it. Also, service is the acceptance of kingdom responsibility. You are not waiting for who will do things. You get it done. It's the acceptance of kingdom responsibility. I accept this responsibility to do this. I accept that responsibility to do that. The way of service. I think I've told you my service story before. Right from when I came to know the Lord, and then when I rededicated my life to God in the year of 1986. Service. So, after I had the overnight encounter, it landed in the midweek service on Wednesday, and it was campus fellowship. I went ahead of everybody to the venue, cleaned out the sitting, the lecture theater where the fellowship was, cleaned it out, removed paper, just clean it. Number two, I came and stood by the door and began to welcome the people who owned the fellowship into the fellowship. You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm sure that they will be wondering what kind of, which usher is this? From which branch? Self-ordained, self-appointed. I was welcoming them inside. Finished welcoming them inside. I went and sat down. That was my day one in fellowship as I gave my life to Christ. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Rededicated my life to Christ. That service had not left. At that time, I didn't know how to divide myself. I was in choir here. I was I was going out on evangelism. I would join prayer band to pray on their prayer times. Just, Lord, let me just finish myself for you. And then God said, take the oil and spread it around the earth. In the campus,
I will organize meetings, solemn assembly meetings, and those kind of meetings. 3 days, no food. People like Sister Becky were in attendance. Yes, people like Sister Becky were in attendance. You pray until stomach is paining you. And through abdomen, know what must pain you. Morning, evening, morning, just go, return back. 3 days. That was the restlessness of service. People didn't know it then. They don't know the story. They can only see the glory, and they are groaning. And it has not started. It has not started. There is still more service going on. I'm driving in this place here. I see paper on the ground. I stop the vehicle. I come down, I pick it. Till today, till tomorrow. Yesterday was visiting there at the children's school here. We've just finished an all night. As I got up, I realized I saw vehicles everywhere. Oh, what's happening? Visiting there. I had to drive there. Ministering to children, ministering to parents. Some parents came with crutch. Had hip surgery. All manner of things. Pray for them, touching them, you know. And that, from there, you hit the road to New Lube? For evangelism. Came for midnight prayer. I'm here now. Other things will come. And then somebody wants the blessing commensurately. No, sir. If we go for some crusades and two or three planes are waiting that people brought. Why? God said, no. I will make everything available for the one who wants to serve. I will make everything that is needed for the service available for the servant. If he does not beg you to serve him, you won't beg him to bless you. You know, at times we don't announce all the blessings that we have access to. Otherwise, some people will just finally die. You can't. Unshareable testimonies. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Otherwise, some will finally just, okay, let them just die. I can't be alive and watch this kind of thing. I see God releasing upon somebody the fresh oil of service that is going to change your life. You believe it, shout the loudest, amen. You believe it, shout the loudest, amen. You believe it, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. The way of service. Number 4 is the way of diligence. Or walk. The way of diligence. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 8. The Bible says, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto thy storehouses and all that you set your hand unto. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 5. He said, the thoughts of the diligent, the man who is a hard worker, his thought goes on to plenteousness. Plenty is always the outcome of the diligent. And then Proverbs chapter 22 verse 29. Seest thou a man that is diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before ordinary men. Show me a diligent man. Show me a hard worker. Show me a brutal worker. And I will show you a man that cannot lack the blessing. Please note the following. First of all, that the blessing of God
is in search of the work of the hands. The God does not bless empty people. The blessing of God is in search of the work of the hands. Say, God bless me, and he say, I should bless what? The Lord shall command the blessing on all that thou settest thy hand to do. If you have not set your hand to do anything, don't expect the blessing. Can I ask you a question? 1 times 100 is what? 100. 1 times 1 million is what? 2 times 1 billion is what? 2 billion. 2 times 1 billion is 2 billion. Are you ready for this? 0 times 100 million. Zero times 1 trillion. Oh, Coca-Cola. It will remain. That is, it doesn't matter the level of blessing God releases on a lazy man. It has no future. It doesn't matter the level of blessing God releases on the idol. No future. Wake up. Wake up. I don't care what your work is. If you don't walk, nothing will work. Pastoral ministry works for the worker. One day, I was talking about work, and one pastor was asking me, I said, Pastor, what is the work you do? What work? He's a pastor. He's asking, what is the work? Can I tell him what work? Wow. You are a pastor, you don't know the work to work? We will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word, along with other things. Aside anything else. He appointed 70 also. So it's an appointment. And every appointment has its appointment later with duty description. Job description. That man, when I gave him some hard counsel, he backed off. I have not seen him again for 20 something years. But do you know the truth? He's doing nothing meaningful with his life. He is about 57 years now. No wife. Not that he has resigned and he's doing something else. Are you following what I'm saying here today? If you are not working, at the end you may not be worth anything. Work determines worth. The blessing of the Lord is looking for the work of the hands. If you find anything that is enviable, there is work involved. Anything, anybody. Okay, look at the medical profession, practice. You can buy admission for any course, but you can't buy it for medicine. That is, you want good your way and got, entered university to study medicine. You didn't pass, so you knew somebody, you paid the money. Fire, yeah. Negative fire. By the time you entered anatomy lab and they ask you to trace the cause of the ulnar nerve, and you step into biochemistry, protein biosynthesis, brachial plexus, or the cause of the trigeminal nerve. That is when you look for another cause. Are you following what I'm saying? You And you can't do two classes. If you have no capacity, you can't do two classes. You can't. Every statement will be Greek and German and Roman in your ears. Anything. Okay, I was president of Medical Students Fellowship. Traveled everywhere. And when it was time for exam, we're writing pathology, which is histopathology. That's pathomorphology, which is microbiology. Microbiology has virology. It has parasitology. It has immunology. All the logies. Has bacteriology. All right? And then you come to pathology, and then you come to pathomorphology, and then you have the clinical chemistry, and then you move to pharmacology. These are 2-year courses that you read to write an exam after 2 years of studying them, along with other things you are doing. After I finish ministering everywhere, and I saw the volume of work ahead of me. Wow. I sat up to read in the night. When I lifted up my head, my son was already at the window. That is in chain of that to enter the exam hall. That is the kind of work, I don't know of today, that will make you graduate and say you are a doctor. They give you a case, you are sweating. Professor is looking at you, not smiling. So tell me everything you know about this patient. What are the differential diagnoses? It's a primary liver cell cancer. What else can it be? Do you understand what I'm talking about? But by the time you are done, you should be able to handle anything. My father-in-law, that's my wife's father, was our professor of human physiology, medical doctor. He doesn't announce to you that there is text or anything. He arrives in the class and he says, put away all your things, you are writing a test now. Central nervous system physiology, that's brain and spinal cord. Say, you didn't tell us, I said, who will tell you? He said, will any patient announce to you what sickness he's coming with? So you can read before they arrive. tomorrow I'll be coming with Parkinson's disease. Please read very well so you know. He said, nobody will announce to you what they are coming with. So I can't tell you that you have tests. You have to be ready for anything. That was the kind of ruggedness. So you fail. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I don't know why I have to tell you this. There is an exam we write, they call it multiple choice question, MCQ. It's different from objective. In objective, they say, bat is an animal, true or false? True, whatever. They ask you, this or that. In multiple choice question, that is, question number one, the heart, it has A, B, C. The heart is a musculoskeletal organ. True or false? Now, if the answer is true, and you write true, you got plus one. If the answer is true and you write false, you have minus one. That is, you have a mark to be subtracted. So you may end up with the exam and pass and have minus 7 over 20. That is, not only did you fail, you are owing 7 marks. Which, they have to look for where to carry it from, maybe from the theory. And you are trained like that and packaged with rugged work. Then you step out. And they hand over a whole human being to you to administer. Look at the military training. There are trainings in the military where people are working from night. That is from night till morning. That is part of the training. They walk you from night till morning. Then in the morning, you are expected to sit in the class. You didn't sleep throughout the night. And then you are dozing during class. What's going on there? Wake up, my friend. So what do I? We didn't sleep in the night. I say, and so what? You feel free to sleep, but with your eyes open. You know that kind of sleep? Sleep on. Just ensure your eyes are open. Can you sleep like that? Do you understand? Anything that has worth has work. If you want your life on earth to have worth, you must be ready to walk brutally. Young men who fall too much in love with siesta can easily deliver disaster. Young men just sleeping like fish. Or is there a covenant with sleep? Let me make two more points. The first thing I said, God's blessing is in search of the work of the hands. Second thing you know is consignment will always look for assignment. If you carry out your assignment well, your consignment will always look for the assignment. And finally, diligence is the magnet of abundance. Isaac had every reason to relax because there was famine in the land. But Isaac decided to walk the ground. Genesis chapter 26 verse 12. He sowed in that land and he reaped in the same year. Just ensure you are walking while others are resting. Just be walking while they are resting. When you are resting, they will be walking. There is a time to pay and there is a time to play. If you pay now, you can play later. But if you play now, you must pay for it later. It's a matter of choice. It's a matter of deciding when you want to play. You can play in your early years and pay for it in your later years. Or pay brutally in your early years and have a little relaxation in your later years. It's a matter of choice. When God saw Moses in Exodus chapter 4 verse 2, he said, "What is that in your hands?" God is always looking for what is in a man's hand. I can't do anything with you and until there is something in your hands. What is that in your hands? What are you doing? What have you laid your hands on? And when Moses showed God what was in his hands, God took it and turned it into somebody else, into something else. I see God changing somebody's life in the name of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 20 verse 6, Jesus saw some people idle and they are doing nothing. And about the 11th hour he went out and he found others standing idle and said to them, "Why stand ye here all day idle? Idle? Why are you idle?" And they say, "Because no man has hired us." He said, "Go into the field." I don't like idleness. Go into the field. I don't like idleness. If you are lazy, be assured that life will never be easy. Life is never easy for those who are lazy. You wake up, dress up, step out, and look for what your hand can find. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and in verse 10. Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. If you cannot find what you want, do what you find. Hello? You can't find what you want, do what you find. MSc architecture graduate, couldn't find a good job. He went to a construction site and began to carry concrete like uneducated laborers. He began to do that until the owner of the project looked at him and said, ah, this young man looked different from all these rough laborers. Who are you? He said, I'm a graduate. What level? I am a master's degree holder in architecture. What? Why are you here? I have to be here because I can't stay idle. I have nothing to do. So I have to come and make a living. He said, oh no. Well, today I make you the supervisor of this project site. He shifted. Became a project site supervisor. Today, the person is in billions. He's the owner of five-star level structures. Big, big. That was how he started. If you can't find what you want, do what you find until you find. Hallelujah. If you need to employ yourself, employ yourself. Whatever you need to do. Our fathers labored. They bought and sold everything that was profitable and won good their way. My father spoke to my senses until I got a mind to be independent. Said, when I was 18 years old, I was already a person of my own, doing a lot of business and others. You are 18 years now. How far? You know? And you get us, yeah, but I'm going to school now. Should I leave school? But it said something. It did something. You said nobody struggles, gather money, and surrender to another person. No. Those are his talks. You struggle it and gather yourself. Don't look at father's property. Don't look at father's property. At the point you say you will live longer, don't look at father's property. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm talking to here today, but the children of this generation, they don't do the labor that their fathers labored. They don't do the labor that their fathers labored. Hand in pocket, looking for iPhone 35. Android, Petoid, Jamesoid, Johnoid. Android, Petoid, Jamesoid, Johnoid. Thomasoid. That's what they are looking for. They are not real at all. That's Glasgow Church. Today is your first Sunday. Congratulations, Scotland. We declare the church blessed and declare growth on every side. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Congratulations to you, Glasgow. Calgary, Alberta is also doing their third anniversary today. God bless you. Somebody say aloud, amen. Is anybody receiving anything today at all? You see, Dr. Maurice Cerullo said, all truths are parallel. Anything that makes anybody successful in any realm, work is among it. Apply it. Now, when I was a young medical doctor, graduated newly, brand new, walked a little bit. In the morning, I walked in one place. In the afternoon, I walked in another place. In the evening, I walked in another place. Three. On the way back home, I'm blasting in tongues in the car, listening to tape and message. I picked some people on the road in the car. Did you understand what I'm talking about? Aggressivity. You are not a liability, you are not a burden. I've seen some people who feel they are too big to do certain things. Just be there.
Why are you not working?
I have PhD in aquatic chemistry. I am looking for where I can do that. Oh, go and eat your aquaticology. Nobody has ever eaten PhD. Just look for what to start doing now. Let them discover your PhD. And just relocate you to where you belong. God will so bless you and connect you with the right people that have something to do with what you studied. And all of a sudden, when God turned again the captivity of Zion, we are like them that dream. I see somebody's captivity turning around. If you are the one, give the Lord a turnaround shout. Clap and a louder shout of praise and take your seat in the presence of the Lord. London Central, Manchester Central, give the Lord the praise and take your seat. Is anybody learning anything here today? The way of diligence. Number five is the way of faithfulness. Before I go to number five, let me read a passage for you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10. I read it in the first service, but I'll read the second. It said, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any will not walk, neither should he eat. If you are not walking, you are playing with hunger. Look at verse 12. Verse 12 has a lot of some force. It says, now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they should walk and eat their own bread. Not waiting for another person's bread. They should walk and eat their own bread. If you are staying in your elder brother's house and you are in your 20s and early 30s, you have not committed a crime. God can help you. But the crime is when you tie wrapper by 10 a.m. They are going to walk you at home. Asking for breakfast. You won't break the fast, though. Fast till evening. Fast. You know, it is adversity that corrects mentality. The prodigal son, after hunger, dealt with it. The Bible says he came to his senses. Amen. Number five is the way of faithfulness. I trust God to round off shortly. The way of faithfulness. The Bible said in Proverbs 20 and 28 and in verse 20, a faithful man shall abound with the blessing, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 3 to verse 4. This Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. And then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. If you want God to bless you, please be faithful. What does it mean to be faithful? Number one, to be reliable is to be reliable. To be reliable is to be blessed. Reliable. Be reliable. Let God and man consider you reliable. To be reliable is to be blessed. Number two, to be trustworthy. To be trustworthy is to be blessed. Worthy of trust. Let people be able to deal with you because you are trustworthy. Trustworthy. The trustworthiness is a higher capital than educational qualification.
Thirdly,
it is to be believable. To be believable is to be blessed. You are believable. You can be believed. You are not dishonest. Your yea is yea, your nay is nay. You don't leave room for doubt in the mind of people as to the kind of person you are. God knows. People know. The devil knows. That's why many are not blessed. They are not blessed. They are not blessed. Because they are not faithful. They are not faithful. Just help me do this. It's not done. You are a motor mechanic and by 10 a.m. people come to your workshop. You are not there. They can't find you. The phone number that you put on your business, something, people call it, they are just wasting their time. It's like praying without ceasing. Do you understand what I say? There's nothing reliable about the guy. He's not faithful. And they expect to be blessed. You are laughing. Contact phone number. 080-000-000. You called. Hello? Can I contact him? No response. This number does not exist. That is the number on the continuously. Do you know, who will deal with such a human being? People came. They want to deal with you. You pick the phone. They are waiting for you. That is injustice to your own life and destiny. You will never be like that. It's the way of faithfulness. Number six is the way of righteousness. The way of righteousness. Psalm 5 and in verse 12. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will you compass him about as with a shield. God will always bless the righteous. When we talk about righteousness, what are we talking about? Straightforwardness. The way of straightforwardness is the way of blessedness. This guy is straightforward. Black is black, white is white. Straightforward. Sunday, I'm sorry, but I'm going to mention something now. Somebody sent me a text message. Please pray for one of our brother. They are about to take him to prison. What happened? He used one of his client's money. I think 10 million. To put in an investment. He mentioned the investment, but I won't mention it so that nobody think twice. Digital currency. And the money is lost. Now, the money is for something else. But he wanted to do a sharp one. Let me just take this money, put it here, make some profit, return and return back his money. And keep my profit. Can you pray? I told them, pray. Is this prayer? What kind of person is he who was giving money for something else? Number one, the man didn't ask him to invest in anything for him. Number two, the return of the investment was not going to go to the man. He wanted to crookedly do something. And now fishbone has hook in the throat. Fishbone, hook in the throat. You can't swallow it. You can't vomit it. Please, one man, one of the men that came here, one of those men that gave us his aircraft to use free of charge for crusades. One day, he gave a lecture during one of our kingdom financial stewards, and he said, if somebody gave him 100 million and he said, hold this money for me. He said, if the person returned back in 10 years, he will give him the 100 million in the same note, exactly how he gave it. Now, this is paraphrased. Except the person say, bank it for me, trade it for me. He say he will meet it like that. This is the kind of thing that does not exist in our generation now. You like investment, the man doesn't like. So you do a sharp one. Straightforwardness. God has a way of blessing straightforward people. One man in our church here, somebody gave him money, I think 100 million, to buy a house for him or something. And he bought it for 70 million. And then he told the man, the money you gave to me has a change of about 30 million. He said, what? Do such things exist? Do such people exist? All right? I'm just using an arbitrary amount. I can't remember the exact amount now. Number one, keep it. Number two, I want to deal with you. That was an opening. That was an opening that opened on the ground of straightforwardness. Nobody will teach you a thing like this if they are looking for your money. One young man brought a tithe and offering, very young. I scrutinized him until he shook. How did you get the money that you are paying the tithe from? I said, this doesn't appear like I can't correlate you and this money. One had to take the money back first. Another one said they gave him 500 million to do a particular investment. I said, don't touch it until that investment is ready. So he's reporting continuously. I haven't touched it yet. I have not touched it yet. You can't touch it. You can't tithe it. You have to use it for what you were given to use it. It is the dividends, the profit that you can do anything with. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And when God sees that a person is functioning like this, you are functioning like that, he will open your doors. He will bring you into favor that will amaze you, because God must bless the righteous. It's the way of straightforwardness. And secondly, it is acting in ways that make you accountable to God. And it is the way of the blessing. Righteousness is acting in ways that make you hold yourself accountable to God. And it is the way of the blessing. The man I'm doing business with may not be seeing everything I'm doing, but God is seeing me. The person I'm dealing with may not know everything, but God knows everything. And one day I will be accountable to God. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loud most amen. One of our young men, an elderly man, an older man, said to him one day, I like the way you behave, and I like your young, upcoming young man. If you see any good business, anything within the range of up to 20 billion, and you need money to get it done, let me know. Billion. He's a businessman, veteran businessman, with assets across the world. This young man said, what I'm looking for is just 100 million. You say, all right, take. No signing of any document, no collateral, nothing. I trust you and I believe you. And I'm sure he also got to know of his connection spiritually. Those days were over and the money was returned intact. No need for arbitration. Somebody please come and help us settle the case. No need. No need for stories. No need. God is looking for people that somebody can give you money and not sign, if possible, and no fear. The one they sign, they are fearing. The one they don't sign, that is, you just dash lion meat. I speak in the name of Jesus, fresh grace, fresh grace, fresh grace, in the name of Jesus. Number 7 is the way of giving a sacrifice. That was the secret of King Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3. And Solomon loved the Lord and walked in the statutes of David his father. He sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And then Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings. And then God came and said, what do you want? Giving to God in tithes, in offerings. Giving to the less privileged. Giving sacrificially for kingdom expansion. Giving for evangelistic purposes. Bought evangelism bus. Did this and that. It is a way of irrecoverable blessings. Anybody, those who are arguing tithe offering, that is kindergarten. You come to a point with God where God owns you and owns everything you have. And whenever necessary, anything can flow in his direction. People with arguments are never a match for people with evidence. We have been on this journey for long. During this construction, myself and my wife, we have been gathering money. That is money savings. You know, the way you have paid your tithe, you have given your offerings, you have helped the widow, you have done this and done that, and this is being saved. Contingency fund. You have children growing up, you have things. You don't want to be stranded, you don't want to look for money when you need. And this has piled up for years in plenty zeros. With the strength of our currency at that time, it was also plenty zeros in forex. Until this construction came and God asked me to flatten both two accounts and turn it to 000. I looked at my wife and I said, this is what God said we should do. One of the account officer of one of the banks where we had the money is here right now. By the time we gave them notice, the bank sent her to beg us that we should please wait, let the month end first. Let the money be reflected in that month's record, whatever, before it is really removed. It was removed, bam, and released into the project. Major aspect of this, of the construction. Two accounts, flattened to 000. That is start from the scratch. Did we regret it? Will we regret it? Are we regretting it now? If it took us years for that to arrive at that time, I don't need to tell you how long it will take now for such to arrive, to avoid hypertension for some people. Do you understand what I'm saying? Some people think that people are just standing and preaching, bring. Any pastor who is not a giver should give the microphone to another person. If there are other people more interested in the assignment in his hand than himself. Do you understand what I'm saying? Beloved brother, it overworks. Because our time is so gone, I can't tell you story upon story. First time, it was 500,000 that came. A woman brought an offering. And when I saw the size of the money, I thought it was for the church. I said, oh, no, look for the accountant, the accounts office, and pay it. He said, no, the one that is for the church, I have already paid that one. This one is for you, is for pastor. God laid in my heart to give you. I say, God bless you. That was the first time that size of money was entering my hand. I will pay my tithe. I will give offerings. I will do this and that and save the rest. And God said, I am to give all of it. He said, this is not your harvest yet. It's your seed. Are you ready for more? Even instructed me to add from what I have. To add to this one. That is the food they brought for you. Don't eat it. The one you have in the fridge, join it. That was done. Very short time, double of that came. You see, I should follow the same process. When I tell this story, somebody say, that is why it's not good. That's the disadvantage of hearing God. I said, no, it's not a disadvantage. It's an advantage. It was a life-changing destiny. There are things you do with God today that settle your tomorrow. That just settle you. We are basking in it. In those kind of things. Beloved, that way of sacrifice, that way of giving, all these levels, as the Lord places it in your heart. Now, we are asked to give at the end of the fast a new beginning sacrifice. I already gave my sacrifice for the beginning of the year already, under the first few days of the year, massively. I didn't know that God will ask us as a commission here to give a sacrifice this year at the beginning, in the course of the fast. All of a sudden, the light came. And I realized, wow, what do I do? There are many things, crusades, projects, and all of that. But this sacrifice. And then this became more sacrificial than the first one. It pays. I decree upon somebody today, heavens are opening over your life. And the blessing that you have never experienced before is coming your way. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Amen. Finally, is the way of submission. Connection to higher blessing and higher unction. Hosea chapter 12 verse 13. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, was he preserved. Captivity of all sorts, including financial, are terminatable by the ministry of the prophet. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. When the prophet's widow was stranded with her children, said, go borrow the vessels abroad. Borrow not a few. Verse 4. When thou art coming, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons. And you shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. God used the prophet to rescue this woman and her children from the embarrassment of lack. Your prophet, take note of the following. One. Value for priestly and prophetic authority. It's a key to the blessing. Value. Value. It's key. On this wise shall the priest bless the people. The priests are custodians of God's blessing. Numbers 6, 23 to 26. Value. There are those who disvalue priests and prophets. And there are those who are neutral when priests and prophets are devalued. Don't do that. Secondly, your prophet is key to your profit in life and destiny. Key. To that Shunammite woman, when we talk about profit, we are not talking of necessarily financial. All round. Thirdly, being a blessing to the blessed is a key to the blessing. Being a blessing to the blessed. God told Abraham in Genesis 12 and in verse 3, said, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." In verse 2, he has already blessed Abraham. In verse 3, he's blessing them that blesses the blessed. Being a blessing to the blessed is a key to the blessing. Some people say, how does that happen? He is already blessed. Why should I bless a blessed person? That is what scripture said. Connection determines collection. What you celebrate determines what you attract. Connection. When the river decides to flow into the ocean, it can't dry. It can't dry. It can't dry. The river that is committed to the ocean is not permitted to dry. It's a secret that most people don't understand. This church, as big as it is, or as small as you think it is, we give up. We flow into big rivers as a church. We connect. We release in tithes, in offerings, in givings. We don't know dry season. This pastor, continuously for 20-something years, every month, there is a flow into the blessed. The same way I give the tithe, the same way I give that flow, the same way, the same level, the same ratio. Like fire. Friends, I see a new day for somebody. Somebody is blessed. Who is that person? Who is that person? Who is that blessed person? Stand on your feet to the Lord and shout of praise. I don't know what happens in the second service all the time, but I wanted to be as sharp as I was in the first service and then end up over preaching. But I'm sure that you received something. Can we go through what we have just received? The ways of the blessing. Number one is the way. I want to hear from you. The way of fruitfulness. Number two, the way of obedience. Number three, the way of service. Number four, the way of diligence and work. Number five, the way of faithfulness. Number six, the way of righteousness. And number seven, the way of giving and sacrifice. Hallelujah. Lift your hands everywhere you are and say, Father, thank you for your word. We're going to pray the same prayers in the first time. Say, Father, thank you for your word. To me today. We'll do that for the 1 minute. Say, Father, thank you for your word. To me today. I receive the grace to comply with your instruction and to follow the way of the blessing as you have spoken to me. Today, I receive that grace to comply in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and lift your voice and pray. Receive the grace. My
Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Adonai. Let us see the way Allah has done. Let us see the way Allah has done. Lift your voice. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elayon, thank you. Propheka, thank you. Mekadesh, thank you. Thank you for your word. Today. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. Please don't forget that it's a blessing Sunday. We have the communion to serve and the blessing to release. Don't rush out of that. And now I decree today all that we have received, the grace to run with them. Amen. The grace is released.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That grace is released.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The grace is released.
Amen.
May God cause you to be evident in your generation.
Amen.
As one that has been blessed.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 8. It said their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. And all. Verse 9. All that see them will acknowledge them. That's right. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. Your children will be identified.
Amen.
And their offspring among the people.
Amen.
And they that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Amen. Lift your father, your hands and say, Father,
help me
to be acknowledged
in my generation
as a seed that has been blessed. Go ahead, open your mouth and tell it to God. Help me to be acknowledged in my generation as a seed that has been blessed. 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 In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
The Lord has heard and answered us.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.